Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Domingos on the 23rd of November, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Amazon has suffered a major data breach just days ahead of Black Friday. The tech titan has refused to reveal how many people were impacted by the technical issue that caused customers' names and email addresses to be disclosed on its website. Amazon said the issue has been fixed and that it has informed customers who may have been impacted. British consumers are expected to splash out £10 billion during the Black Friday sales, which is 3.1% more than in 2017. UPS built an online platform called Network Planning Tools that uses machine learning and analytics to help the company's engineers avoid bad weather and other issues as they route packages deliveries. This tool factors in the capacity of all UPS facilities, as well as it is about the packages, including weight, volume, and delivery deadlines. The platform also analyzes the decisions made and how they affect customer satisfaction and internal costs. UPS expects the program will save the company $100 to $200 million per year. Google is setting up ad vetting for EU vote. Every political campaign across the bloc will be required to verify their identity and nationality before being allowed to buy ads on Google platforms, ahead of the 2019 European Parliament election. The latest in a series of coordinated efforts by tech companies to combat the manipulation of public votes. The first ever set of global standards for drone safety and security has been launched by the International Organization for Standardization, IOS. The IOS has released a draft set of standards for drone operators for public consultation, open until the 21st of January 2019. The standards are expected to be adopted worldwide later next year. These standards call for no-fly zones to ensure sufficient distance from airports or sensitive locations. It suggests geofencing technology to stop flights in restricted areas. It also says there should be flight logging, training, and maintenance requirements. There are rules to ensure operators respect privacy and data protection. Crucially, it also says a fail-safe of human intervention is mandatory for all drone flights, establishing the accountability for drone operators. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.